Tapes from the Black Hole, tape one. Okay. I'm not sure how to explain this, but I found my mother, who was missing for 5 years, but not in a place you would expect. Here's the backstory. So, where to begin? I'll just start when I was a kid. So, when I was younger, my mother had this quote-unquote ritual, as I used to call it in my head, because I couldn't say it out loud. She hated hearing that word. She associated anything with the word ritual with witchcraft or anything dark. So, basically, every night before bed, she would walk around the whole house and make sure all the doors were locked. And she would always open the door that leads to the garage to make sure that the garage door was closed. Now, I know to anyone that is listening to this, you may find this to be weird, but growing up in a not-so-safe neighborhood, it did give my mother and I comfort knowing that for the most part we were safe. But things started changing between my mother and I once I moved out on my own at 18. She was constantly on my back about moving back home, and even trying to scare me by saying how unsafe living away from home was. Now, of course, I mean, I wasn't naive to the fact that anything could happen while living on my own, but how would I experience life if I was always sheltered under my mother's wing? And I could tell things were getting worse for her just by how paranoid she sounded. I never expected this from her. I never thought she would become so paranoid about living on her own like this, but her voice started sounding more shaky and softer. She even used to video call me whenever she walked around the house checking all the doors to make sure I saw that all the doors were locked as well. And I always had this internal conflict of whether or not I should go back home, but I was never sure if something was actually wrong or if she was trying to make me feel bad for not being at home. But if I can go back to when I was 23 years old, I wish I could have went back home. Because the moment I found out my mom went missing, I felt like my heart stopped beating. I remember that as clear as day. I was in the last class of the day, and my mom's neighbor called me, which rarely ever happened, so my anxiety was starting to set in. She told me that she saw my mom leave in the middle of the night in her nightgown and enter into the back of a black Lincoln Town Car. Now, I know my mother. And the one thing I know about her is that she would never leave the house in her nightgown to go meet anybody. And nor was I ever aware that she ever had a friend who had a black Lincoln Town Car. But anyways, my mom's neighbor went to knock on her door and it was left unlocked, also unlike my mother. So she let herself in and the house was almost destroyed. The wallpaper looked like it was teared off, broken lamps on the floor, food was spilled all over the floor, and the one thing I won't ever forget is she mentioned that the house reeked, just reeked, of incense, bleach, and garbage, which was completely unlike my mother to have the house not smell clean. And to this day, I swear I've never returned back to my childhood home and never heard my mother ever again. Now at the age of 28, I finally decided it was time to leave life in the city and buy a house in the suburbs. Now, besides the tragedy of my mother going missing, I didn't have any crazy responsibilities like a significant other, a child, pets, or, I mean, honestly, even a large group of friends, so moving to the suburbs didn't really seem like such a bad idea. And after a couple of months of bad luck when it came to finding a place, I finally settled on a bungalow that was on the older side, but it was still in pretty good condition. But I mean, who am I to complain, because at least I have a roof over my head that I can call my own. It took me about one full month to get settled into my place. And I didn't realize how much my mother's daughter I was, because the way I took care of the house resembled her a lot. The way I would sweep, the way I would double sanitize all counters at the end of the day, and dare I say, I started doing her nightly ritual of checking all my doors. I never thought I would end up doing the same thing like her, but maybe it was because I missed her more every day that I felt like she was still around if I did things just like her. But as the days passed, things started to change, and I started feeling less and less comfortable in my own home. I'm not sure how to describe it, but things started feeling a bit eerie. I felt like I was compulsively checking my doors more than once whenever it was time to go to sleep. And it wasn't like I was living in an area that was like as unsafe as where my childhood home was located. But one night, I decided to stay up a bit later than usual and watch a movie on TV. I wanted to get comfortable, so I did my mother's ritual and then headed back to sit on my couch. I don't remember what movie was on that night, but it was interesting, and I just couldn't help but feel a bit sleepy, so I naturally drifted off for what only felt like a couple of seconds. Whew, but once I shot out of my sleep, yeah, I wasn't on the couch anymore. I was under the covers in my bed. And the only thing in my mind was, how did I get here? And how did this even happen?